strengthened from all our foes. Through the crucible unscathed, we passed victorious. Our trumpets hailing the glorious song. Play it, sing it, all hail the Athrob. All hail the Athrob. We shall always remember all that perished in the struggle for our freedom. All hail our heroes, our precious gainers, both day and night. Save them, always. All hail the Athrob.
Good evening, fellow Biafrans, all men and women of goodwill, all lovers of freedom and justice from around the world. This is Radio Biafra live broadcast after yesterday blackout. For obvious reasons, we were not able to come to you yesterday, and it was as if something else was happening. We are not in a very, very certain time because we have enemies from within and from outside. The internet connectivity was not there and was not also picking up for our live broadcast, and that was why we couldn't come to you yesterday. Today we have tried, we have managed to get our heads round it, and rather very late because I said we must come to you. With some degree of certainty, I must say that people are hearing me. If they are not hearing me, or if there is any problem, please let us know. Send messages across. But one thing is clear, we are not going to relent. We are not going to surrender until Biafra is restored. There is nothing anybody born of flesh can do about it. There is nothing anybody born of woman can do about it. The Biafran people are on the verge of extinction, and times are different, and so we must apply ourselves in an extraordinary way because we are in an extraordinary time. We welcome you from wherever you are listening as we gather from east to west, from north to south, as always from different parts of the world. We must commit this evening, this particular session of the program, into the hands of God Almighty himself, who incidentally is the author and finisher of our faith, who incidentally is the author and finisher of this project. And of course, having done that, we will be very sure that God Almighty will be piloting the affairs of this evening's proceedings. We must remind you that the leader of indigenous people of Biafra now, the Kanu, is still in the enemy camp, and until he is released, there will be no peace, there will be no rest, for the evil one. There will be no rest for the wicked. As they are chasing the people of Biafra, as they're hounding the people of Biafra, so will their souls not get rest, so will there not be peace in their households, in their folds, in their gatherings, because we are doing everything we are doing legitimately and legally. We are morally justified, we are legally justified in whatever we are doing. And so we urge every indigenous people of Biafra, all men and women of conscience, to remain resolute because the journey has just begun. We will start this evening, of course, by reading Psalm 35, and after that we will proceed with the evening's program, and I am expecting eminent Biafrans from around the world to join this program. This is a late evening broadcast, but it is for obvious reasons. Radio Biafra will endeavor to be coming to you every day. By the time, this time is what we cannot guarantee, because there are a number of issues behind the scenes that people don't know. My name is Uchenna Foh, and I am the deputy leader of Indigenous People of Biafra. And we are welcoming you once again to this live transmission. We will proceed to reading Psalm 35, minding the fact that we are in state of fasting and praying for the total liberation and emancipation of Biafran people, and indeed for the release and welcoming home of the leader of Indigenous People of Biafra from the enemy camp, Nnamdi Kanu. So we must apply ourselves. The fasting and praying, the prayer and fasting period, we have said will be for 21 days. People have said it is too long, that people will not concentrate. But we are going to soldier on. If you really have the interests of Biafra at heart, if you really have the leader of Indigenous People of Biafra, Nnamdi Kanu, at heart, you must participate effectively in this program. I urge everyone to embark on massive Twitter campaign in order to highlight what we are doing, in order to highlight this mega protest. You must tweet to the international community, to the world media, to journalists, to government bodies, to individuals and groups, that we are marching, that we are protesting the orchestrated and organized genocidal orgy of violence against the Biafran people, and we are ultimately asking for the unconditional release of Nnamdi Kanu, the leader of the Indigenous People of Biafra, and indeed all other Biafrans being held in secret cells across the contraption called Nigeria. You must tweet, you must tweet. We must embark on massive Twitter campaign on this particular issue until the event is over. We must continue to tweet. If you call yourself a Biafran, you must stand up now and be counted. We ask God Almighty to come and take charge and control of these proceedings, that He will put words in our mouth, that we will speak forth His word. The word of truth, that truth is Biafra, and Biafra is freedom. And this freedom we are talking about is for the emancipation of all mankind, and particularly the people who are under shackles of occupation, shackles of slavery and servitude. Such people are the people of Biafra, and we ask you, of course, to commit yourself to this cause, because this is a time that is quite different from other times. It is no ordinary time, for we are in a very strange circumstance. But with God Almighty Himself, with His help, with His assistance, with His ever presence in our lives, we will overcome. Contend, O Lord, with those who contend with us. Fight against those who fight against us. Take up shield and buckler, arise and come to our aid. Brandish spear and javelin against those who pursue us. Say to our souls, I am your salvation. May those who seek our lives be disgraced and put to shame. May those who plot our ruin be turned back in dismay. May they be like chaff before the wind, with the angel of the Lord driving them away. May their path be dark and slippery, with the angel of the Lord pursuing them. Since they hid their net for us without cause, and without cause they get pit for us, may rain overtake them by surprise. May the net they hid entangle them. May they fall into the pit to their ruin. Then our souls will rejoice in the Lord and delight in his salvation. Our whole being will exclaim, who is like you, O Lord? You rescue the poor from those too strong for them, the poor and needy from those who rob them. Ruthless witnesses come forward. They question us on things we know nothing about. They repay us evil for good and leave our souls fallen. Yet when they were ill, we put on sackcloth and humbled ourselves with fasting. When our prayers returned to us unanswered, we went about mourning as though for our friends or brothers. We bowed our heads in grief as though weeping for our mothers. But when we stumbled, they gathered in glee. Our attackers gathered against us when we were on our way. They slandered us without ceasing, like the ungodly they maliciously mocked. They gnashed their teeth at us. O Lord, how long will you look on? Rescue our lives from their ravages, our precious lives from these lions. We will give you thanks in the great assembly. That assembly will be in Biafra land. Among throngs of people we will praise you. These throngs of people will be witnesses from around the world. Let not those gloat over us who are our enemies without cause. Let not those who hate us without reason maliciously win the eye. They do not speak peaceably, but they devise false accusations against those who live quietly in the land, against the people of Biafra. They gape at us and say, aha, aha, with our own eyes we have seen it. O Lord, you have seen this, be not silent. Do not be far from us, O Lord. Awake and rise to our defense. Contend for us, our God and Lord. Vindicate us in your righteousness, O Lord, our God. Do not let them gloat over us. Do not let them think, aha, just what we wanted, or say we have swallowed them up. May all who gloat over our distress be put to shame and confusion. May all who exalt themselves over us be clothed with shame and disgrace. May those who delight in our vindication shout for joy and gladness. May they always say, the Lord be exalted, who delights in the well-being of his servants. Our tongues will sing or speak of your righteousness and of your praises all day long. And to this we say amen, and we by this once again reiterate our commitment, reiterate our total obedience to the word of God, to his ordinances and his promises, that he will never forget us nor forsake us, and that anything we ask for in his name that he will do it for us. It is on this singular premise that we call down the glory of heaven on this planet earth, that God Almighty will move in his mighty valor and fight against every enemies of Biafra and Biafran people, wherever they are, whether they are from the air, whether they are from the land, whether they are from the sea. We ask God Almighty to destroy all of them, both spiritually and physically. We commend the leader of indigenous people of Biafra, Nnamdi Kanu, who is in the enemy camp at the moment, into the hands of God Almighty. And one thing is clear, God knows why this is the situation. We are also not losing the sight of the fact that this is a necessary process that must be undergone before Biafra is restored. And so all indigenous people of Biafra, all friends of Biafra, must stand shoulder to shoulder with the leader of this movement and commit to the ideals he has laid for the people of Biafra. It doesn't matter whom you are, truth must be told. The leader of indigenous people of Biafra, Nnamdi Kanu, has told it all. And because some people are not comfortable with that truth, they became jittery. And they became very, very afraid, and they are scampering for safety. The complexes are so much that they don't know what else to do. Biafra remains a thorn in the conscience of humanity, and Biafra will remain a dark spot in the minds and souls of those who have perpetrated evil and orchestrated audio violence against the Biafran people. The world will witness the emancipation of Biafra, whether they like it or not. Arresting the leader of indigenous people of Biafra, Nnamdi Kanu, will spell doom for the contraption called Nigeria. It is just a matter of time. We are gathering, and we are, of course, resolute in this move for us to emancipate ourselves, for us to, of course, stand for what we believe in. Freedom and justice for all. The mega protest in Biafra land is coming up. And it is on the 6th of November 2015. It may not be only on the 6th of November 2015, but that day will be the commencement of that mega protest. And we enjoin all indigenous people of Biafra, families around the world, family members around the world, and indeed in Biafra land, to be part of this epoch-making commitment to demonstrate whom we are. We ask the market leaders in Biafra land, the community leaders in Biafra land, the leaders of thought in Biafra land, to stand in solidarity with the people of Biafra, because times are different. You have seen that the man you voted for in power that will defend your right is actually not interested in human rights and delivering the dividends of democracy. This is a dictator in civilian uniform. The leader of indigenous people of Biafra, Nnamdi Kanu, was kidnapped on the 14th of October 2015, and since then he has been arraigned in court, and the court has granted him bail, and indeed under very stringent conditions. That bail condition or conditions attached to it has been met. The court has also issued, the court has also compelled the Department of State Security to release him. There has been court injunction ordering his release, but the president of the zoo called Nigeria, in the name of Muhammad Buhari, has taken laws into his hands. He is now detaining the leader of indigenous people of Biafra extrajudicially, and he vowed to protect the constitution. But we told you that he was not going to do anything because he does not understand the value of democracy. And here it is. He is in a democratic setting, a supposedly democratic president, but today he is showing whom he is. He lacks the basic knowledge of democracy. He lacks the basic knowledge of democratic principles. He does not have any respect for rule of law and respect for human rights. And that is why we are projecting this to the international community for the world to see. We are asking the United Kingdom, the British government, to take notice of the man they supported by all means to be in power. We are asking the United States government to look closely and take notice of the man they supported so much to be in power. We maintain here on this platform that Muhammad Buhari is not a Democrat, and he does not have any clue about democracy. This is why the Biafran people cannot live with those who do not understand what democracy is all about, what human rights is all about, what human life is all about. But make no mistake about this, if anything happens to the leader of Indigenous People of Biafra, Nnamdi Kanu, that will spell doom for Nigeria. We have applied ourselves to all the democratic and legal processes that there is, and we have also obeyed the legal dictates of the law, of the court, and now the court has finished its job as it is at the moment. They have done all that they could do, but the DSS, of course, led by the president of the contraption called Nigeria, has given themselves in to executive lawlessness, and the world must take notice. The Biafran people will not keep quiet forever, because we have the right to defend ourselves. We have the right to exist, and it is on the principle, the core principle of self-defense, that we are making bold to say that the Biafran people must defend themselves. Otherwise, we will be wiped out of existence. We have no other place to run to, and so do not be afraid. Be courageous and be fearless in every circumstance you find yourself. Remain fearless before your enemies and oppressors. We'll be returning to a number of issues in this program, but now I must say that this evening is also another evening in its own right. I am joined, of course, by the IPOB executives in London. The London IPOB executives. Some of them have joined me on this program this evening. And, of course, Festus Anaokwe is the coordinator of London Family. And I will go to him for him to introduce himself. And after that, he will allow others. I don't know how many they are, but we go to Festus first of all. Festus, are you hearing me? Festus, are you hearing me?
Festus, I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Yes, loud and clear. Please go ahead and say hello to Biafrans while we proceed.
Thank you very much. Good evening, fellow Biafrans worldwide, wherever you reside. I say, may Chukwu Okike Abianma continue to guide and protect every Biafrans wherever they are. And I welcome everyone this evening, this program this evening, to stay tuned and enjoy the program. My name is Festus Anaokwe, from Adaba, in Uzuwan, Enugu, Biafra, the coordinator of Indigenous People of Biafra in London. Thank you very much and stay tuned. And the second that is following me this evening is Maazi Kelechi Nodim, who actually, or as usual, introduced himself as well. Kelechi.
Thank you very much. Good evening, Jolifo.
Yes, good evening. Welcome to the program. Go ahead, please.
Yeah, good evening, dear friends all over the world. My name is Kelechi Abiaman Nodima from Owerri. I am an ex-official member of IPOB people here in London. I welcome you today, being 4th of November 2015. For those who might be doubting whether this is a live broadcast, it is, as Jolifo has said. I very much welcome you. Today we are loaded, so remain loaded as well, and keep listening. Thank you very much. Let me pass to Okenwa, let him introduce himself. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Go on, please. Yes, is Okenwa there? If Okenwa is not there, we will proceed. When he joins the program, we will introduce him. Okenwa, are you there? No, I don't think so. And will we proceed? We are, of course, live and direct. Somebody is sending a message and asking whether it's a live broadcast. This is a live broadcast, and we are reaching you live and direct from London. The number to call when we start accepting calls remains +447 405 964146, +447 405 964146. And the news item we have, Richard Okorocha has told Ndebo to stop hating other Nigerians if they want to produce president in that contraption. Stop hating other Nigerians if you want to produce president. And for us here, it is too late for the contraption called Nigeria. But come to think of it, the question is, who introduced hate? It was Sadovnikov Sokoto. Who introduced nepotism? It was Sadovnikov Sokoto and Ahmadu Bello. Who introduced marginalization in the Nigerian state? It was Sadovnikov Sokoto. And of course, whenever we tell you everything, we tell you, we point you to the facts and evidence.
One thing I've noticed, Premier, while I've been here, is that Northerners seem to have, I might almost call it, obsession about the Igbos. Could you perhaps explain that to me?
Well, the Igbos are more or less the type of people whose desire is mainly to dominate everybody. If they go to a village, to a town, they want to monopolize everything in that area. If you put them in a labor camp as a laborer, within a year they will try to emerge as headman of that camp, and so on. Well, in the past, our people were not alive to their responsibilities, because you can see from our northernization policy that in 1952, when I came here, there weren't 10 northerners in our civil service here. Then I tried to have it northernized, and now all important posts are being held by northerners.
Is this policy of filling all key posts in the north solely with northerners and not with other Nigerians a temporary or a permanent one?
In actual fact, what it is a northerner first. If you can't get a northerner, then we take an expatriate like yourself on contract. If we can't, then we can employ another Nigerian, but on contract too. This is going to be permanent, I should say, as far as I can foresee, because it will be rather dangerous to see the number of boys who are now turning from all our learning institutions coming out with having no work to do. I'm sure whichever government of the day might be, it will feel rather embarrassed, and it might even lead to bloodshed.
Doesn't this damage the idea, sir, of all people in all regions in Nigeria being fellow citizens of one country?
Well, it might, but you are new to our region, but how many northerners are employed in the east or in the west? The answer is no. And if there are, there may be 10 laborers employed only in the two regions.
That was the unmistakable voice of the Sadovnikov Sokoto, Ahmadu Bello. In the 1950s, of course, granting an interview to a foreign journalist and proudly demonstrating the fact that the Igbos are such a people who are, of course, very desperate and who like to dominate everybody. If you employ them in a camp, they would like to dominate everybody. They would like to emerge head boys of that camp. And so he effectively, without mincing words and without wasting time, dislodged the Igbos, whom of course they regard as Biafrans. In fact, everybody from the old Eastern region who were in the top or echelon of the Northern Civil Service, he effectively dislodged and replaced with Northerners. And all this he did with impunity, and nobody questioned him. And that is what he called Northernization policy. And his followers, up until date, including Buhari, has been practicing this principle. It is now entrenched within the Nigerian federal character, because the North has always remained at the top echelon of the political power in the zoo called Nigeria. And so they have been practicing. Buhari has appointed his own men, his own relatives, his own associates, and all from the northern part of the contraption called Nigeria. When we talk about all from northern part of the contraption called Nigeria, we're talking about juicy employment, important employment and position in his presidency, in his cabinet. And so every other person who is employed from outside Northern Hausa, Fulani extraction, and from Yorubas are just there to make up the numbers. We told you, and it is happening. What else can we tell you? Radio Biafra remains a citadel of truth, and you cannot take it away from us. Nobody is asking for Nigerian presidency except those who are Igbo Nigerians, and we are of course going to demonstrate the folly in it, because at the moment you are a second class citizen, not even a second class citizen, fifth class citizen. It's not even good enough. You are an object of caricature. Buhari has appointed some of you ministers, but I tell you that the domestic servant of Buhari is going to be more powerful than the minister from the Old Eastern region, otherwise known as Biafra, because he knows what he's doing. Already, there is unmistakable signal being sent across that some of you are not going to have portfolio. In essence, you are a minister, but in a name. Stop hating other Nigerians if you want to produce president, Okorocha tells Ndewo. And this is the APC head boy in Imo State, and who has been molesting the IPOB family members in anywhere they are found in Biafra land. This is a man that has devoted so much time and money to make sure that Radio Biafra is no longer transmitting, to make sure that IPOB family members in Imo do not have peace. But he who goes to equity must go with clean hands. Richard Okorocha will not have peace, since he doesn't want the people of Biafra to have peace. Here is another clip that captures the entrenched hate speech from the Northern Hausa Fulanese. Of course, make no mistake about this, they are serious about what they are saying. Listen to Honorable Farouk Adamu and his colleagues here.
The oil in Delta belongs to Jigawa? As long, yes, because we are called Nigeria today. So that's what I'm telling you, the oil belongs to us all. And we as Nigerian shall do everything possible to make sure we take that oil, so as a lot of people will have the oil as well, will have the money of the oil. Anybody who thinks the oil of Bayelsa belongs to only Bayelsa is just deceiving himself. As long as we are Nigerian, we will make sure that we have uninterrupted supply of oil, so that there will be uninterrupted supply of money to Jigawa State. As long as we are called Nigeria. So of course we are not the same people. We have to understand that, look, I am a full animal, and Ijo is different, Yoruba is different, but then God has made us to stay together. So why can't we attempt to stay together? And I honestly do not mind, even if we're going pathways, let's sit on the table, around the table, and agree that, look, that oil of Bayelsa, Jigawa cannot have a share. No way. You know, I don't mind us talking like that. But as of today, that oil, we shall do everything within our means, everything with our blood, to defend our oil in Bayelsa. We will do everything possible to defend that oil in Bayelsa. It belongs to Jigawa State as well. You know, so that's what I want them to understand. This country fought civil war, and that's probably why we are still together. And anybody who threatened, unless if we are defeated, then we can leave the oil. But if anybody threatens the flow of oil, we shall fight and make sure oil flows. Ijo oil, Bayelsa oil, belongs to Jigawa people. And we shall do everything possible to defend our oil in Bayelsa. Because God put our oil in Bayelsa, just like God has put in the resources of Bayelsa in Jigawa. Bayelsa belongs to Jigawa. The oil in Delta belongs to Jigawa? As long, yes, because we are called Nigeria today. So that's what I'm telling you, the oil belongs to us all. And we as Nigerians shall do everything possible to make sure we take that oil, so that Jigawa people will have the oil as well, will have the money of the oil. Anybody who thinks the oil of Bayelsa belongs to only Bayelsa is just deceiving himself. As long as we are in Nigeria, we will make sure that we have uninterrupted supply of oil, so that there will be uninterrupted supply of money to Jigawa State. As long as we are called Nigeria. So of course we are not the same people. We have to understand that, look, I am a full animal, and Ijo is different, Yoruba is different, but then God has made us to stay together. So why can't we attempt to stay together? And I honestly do not mind, even if we are going pathways, let's sit on the table, around the table, and agree that, look, that oil of Bayelsa, Jigawa cannot have a share. No way. You know, I don't mind us talking like that. But as of today, that oil, we shall do everything within our means, everything with our blood, defend our oil in my sight. We will do everything possible to defend that oil in my sight. It belongs to Jigawa State as well. You know, so that's what I want them to understand. This country fought civil war. And that's probably why we are still together. And anybody who threatened, unless if we are defeated, then we can leave the oil. But if anybody threatens the flow of oil, we shall fight and make sure oil flows. Ijo oil, Bayelsa oil, belongs to Jigawa people. And we shall do everything possible to defend our oil in Bayelsa. Because God put our oil in Bayelsa, just like God has put in the resources of Bayelsa in Jigawa.
There is no oil producing state. The only oil producing state is the Nigerian state itself. Because the oil was, the investment came from the Nigerian state. The territory belongs to the Nigerian state. And whatever mileage you get in the sea, according to the United Nations law of the sea, is a measure of the landmass that you have. That is what gives you the mileage into the sea. If you have a small landmass, you get a small cut of the sea. And the landmass of this country, we know, that gives us that long 200 miles or nautical miles or more into the ocean, is because that of that 72% of the landmass of this country, which is the north. So what they claim is the offshore oil is actually the oil of the north. If anybody should own it, it's the north. So we should stop using these terms that have no sense at all. There are no oil producing states. It is only the Nigerian state that produces oil.
That was Honorable Farouk Adamu and his colleagues. And of course, you are not being taken unawares. These men are prepared. They are there to take over what belongs to Biafrans and what belongs to Biafraland. And they are doing all this with impunity. And somebody is saying that we are preaching hate. No, what we are just doing is to highlight what is happening. We are saying it the way it is. And when we say it the way it is, people say that we are preaching hate. We are just reacting to the entrenched injustice, marginalization, and hate driven by the Northern House of Fulanis against the Biafran people. And it is no longer going to be business as usual on this platform. We must speak the truth and nothing but the truth. That is why we are Biafrans, and that is why we are Radio Biafra. Nobody can crush the indomitable spirit of Biafra. In the end, we will win. In the end, the spirit of Biafra will prevail. No matter the intimidation, no matter the orchestrated orgy of violence against the Biafran people. Yes. How Radio Nigeria DG Saliu diverted public money to own accounts. Radio Nigeria Director General Saliu diverted public money to own accounts. And that buttresses the fact that Nigeria is, as we have always said, a citadel of corruption. Nigeria is being governed by rogue elements because it is a rogue state. Everything about Nigeria is corruption, and Nigeria corrupts everything it comes in contact with. They have singled out this man because probably he is one of Buhari's political enemy, and he wants to use him as a scapegoat. But the fact is that all politicians in the contraption called Nigeria are all corrupt, including Buhari himself, including those around Buhari whom he has made ministers, the likes of Rotimi Amaechi, Babatunde Fashola, and Bola Ahmed Tinubu. There are so many of them. The Nigerian government approves payment of 413 billion naira subsidy claim to oil marketers. Nigerian government approves payment of 413 billion naira subsidy claim to oil marketers. And you ask yourself, who are these oil marketers who are being paid subsidy? These are the people who, of course, close associates of politicians. Some of them are also working for these politicians. These oil marketers are not far-fetched. You don't need to look for them too far. They are former heads of states of the contraption called Nigeria. They are former ministers. They are former retired military generals. These are the people who stole billions of pounds and dollars and euros from the revenue that is accruing, or that was accruing from the oil from Biafra land. And when they stole these billions, they stashed a sizable number of them away in foreign banks. They float companies, mega companies, I must tell you. And they employ people who front them. They divide the oil wells in Biafra land among themselves. They build refineries outside the contraption called Nigeria in other countries. They lift this crude oil, they sell it to themselves abroad and refine it and bring it back to the zoo called Nigeria. And then they are paid subsidy. Not only that they are paid subsidy, you are going to buy the oil, the products. Diesel, kerosene, petrol, as the case may be. These are the rogue elements controlling the contraption called Nigeria. And these are the people that Buhari is paying, the oil marketers, which of course is a direct oil proceed stolen from Biafra land. Ibrahim Badamasi Babangida, Olusegun Obasanjo, Abdulsalam Abubakar, Atiku Abubakar and the rest. All the politicians that have in one way or the other affected the lives of the ordinary citizens of the contraption called Nigeria. In one way or the other. Albeit in adverse manner. These men stole billions. They float companies and have somebody that front them. You will never find out. And they invest their money in the oil sector as well. They have refineries both in and outside the contraption called Nigeria. But most importantly, outside the contraption called Nigeria. They lift this crude oil and they export it to themselves, to their company, to their refinery abroad. And they refine it and bring it back to you to buy. In addition, they will be paid subsidy. That is what Buhari is now doing. And it is very unfortunate that Buhari does not see this one. The greatest hypocrites of our time. Buhari is blind to Rotimi Amaechi's looting. Buhari is feigning ignorance of Rotimi Amaechi's looting of the River State Treasury, with which he sponsored Buhari's presidential campaign. Today, Rotimi Amaechi is a saint, and he is now one of the ministers designate, and Buhari is keeping mum. The same thing with Babatunde Fashola and a couple of others. Buhari is now today giving himself the portfolio of a petroleum minister, in addition to being the president of the contraption called Nigeria. The question you ask yourself is, what credentials does Buhari have? Apart from the fact that he was allowed to preside over petroleum trust fund. Buhari has no credentials. He has no knowledge of petroleum sector. So why should he be a minister in the first place? And it shows you where the man's eyes are. The reason why he came into the presidency, or when he contested for the presidency of the Zuko Nigeria, for him to control the wealth from Biafra land. And they have started clearing the way for themselves, removing the governor of River State, yes, on Wike. They are going to Bayelsa. They are going to Akwa Ibom as well. These are key areas where they are going to have some grip in order to siphon the treasury, siphon the oil wealth or oil revenue accruing from the crude oil in Biafra land. And some people, some politicians in the contraption called Nigeria, especially from the old system, which otherwise known as Biafra, are speaking with both sides of their mouth. That is why somebody like Richard Okorocha will never keep quiet. Because he is an agent of APC, the political arm of Boko Haram in Biafra land. Everybody knows his antecedents. Everybody knows what he's doing. And everybody is keeping quiet. More importantly, they have sent in troops. And Biafra land is under siege. They are looking for IPOB family members. They are tagging them criminals, but they will eventually fail. they will lose in the end. Buhari is holding the leader of Indigenous People of Biafra, Nnamdi Kanu, incommunicado. They are forcing him to eat what he doesn't want to eat. They are forcing him to drink what he doesn't want to drink. And they are torturing him. And they are subjugating him to all manner of inhuman and degrading treatment. And the question is, where are the so-called elders in Biafra land? Some of them are jostling for contracts to make sure that IPOB does not see the light of the day. It is very important that everybody understands this. There are some so-called elders in Biafra land who have continued to sponsor brown envelope write-ups from journalists in the zoo called Nigeria to continue to write that IPOB members are massive members. This is what they are using to get contract from Nigerian government. They are using IPOB members to make money. The so-called elders in Biafra land. Buhari has asked them to find out how the issue of Biafra will be resolved. And the people who are at the forefront are those who say that they are elders of Biafra youth. They go to Abuja and collect money and tell him, yes, we know how to deal with them. So IPOB family members, wherever you are, you must understand that there are some people who are making money out of our effort. They call themselves elders of Biafran youth. They term themselves Masob, and Wazirike is one of them. This is Radio Biafra Live Broadcast. We are reaching you live and direct from London, and we will proceed indeed. We will proceed. Nigeria will remain at forefront of peace in Africa. According to Buhari, Nigeria will remain at forefront of peace in Africa. And you ask yourself, how is the peace situation in the Zuko, Nigeria? Is there peace in Nigeria? Is Nigeria at peace? Is Nigeria really an example of peace, a peaceful country? Nigeria does not have peace, and they are keeping peace in African countries. Nigeria does not have light, electricity, but they are supplying electricity to Ghana. Nigerian army is in tatters. Boko Haram is dealing with them, but they are positioning themselves as the strongest force in Africa. What an irony. They are maintaining peace in other African countries, but there is no peace in their backyard. What a hypocrisy. What a hypocritical stand. Muhammad Buhari said Wednesday in Abuja that all efforts to achieve political stability and maintain peace in Africa will continue to receive Nigeria's full support. Speaking at an audience with special envoys of President Pierre Nkurunziza of Burundi, Buhari said that under his leadership, Nigeria will remain the forefront of efforts to achieve enduring peace, security and progress in all African nations. A man with a wide sense of nation building, a man who does not have a clue of how governance is being conducted. That is Muhammad Buhari, and he is the one teaching the world on how to maintain peace and obey and promote rule of law. The man that cannot obey court order is being allowed on the floor of United Nations to lecture the world leaders about human rights, about freedom, about the need to grant the Palestinian people their freedom, which is of course right in its own way, because every man and woman must be free. But back in the zoo called Nigeria, Buhari is hounding, Buhari is haunting Biafran people. They are killing them in their numbers using his Nigerian security agencies. They are subjugating them to all manner of inhuman and degrading treatment. They are torturing them in secret cells across the zoo called Nigeria. And we are telling our people to stand up and defend themselves. Because if you don't defend yourself, then you'll be extinct in no time. This is the platform of one with this truth must be told. We are enjoining our people to come out en masse to defend what they believe in. On the 6th of November 2015, which of course we have termed the mega protest, 1 million man IPOB, 1 million man protest, in honor and in defense of the right of the leader of Indigenous People of Biafra, Nnamdi Kanu, to be a free man, and indeed the right of all other Biafrans being detained, not forgetting Maduka Madu, Benjamin Onwuka, and all other Biafrans who are being incarcerated in secret cells across Biafra land and the zoo called Nigeria. These people must be free. We are demanding the unconditional release of these men, or Nigeria will never know peace. It's as simple as that. There is tension and anxiety among ministers designate, as Buhari insists some won't have portfolios. Anxiety among ministers designate, as Buhari insists some of them won't and will never have portfolios. Of course, there is nothing to say on this other than to watch out whom the guinea pigs are. They are going to use them as an experiment. And those from Biafra land may not be excluded. There will be ministers without portfolio. In other words, you are a minister, but in a name. That is Buhari for you, and he is going to use Biafrans for this experiment. We will tell investors the truth about our economy, according to Buhari. We will tell investors the truth about our economy. Constitution provides for 36 cabinet members, not ministers. That is Buhari. Constitution provides for 36 cabinet members, not ministers. And you ask yourself, who are the president's cabinet? If one may ask, who are the cabinet members, if not ministers, and those under them? Who are the executives and senior members of the executives, if not ministers, and after the president? This is a man who does not understand, and who indeed was not qualified in the first place to be the president of that contraption called Nigeria. He was railroaded into the presidency via violence and intimidation and cajoling and blackmailing. And today you voted for him. Here is what you are getting. A man insensitive, so insensitive to the clamor of the people he is governing and to the collective interests of the masses. A man who does not have respect for rule of law. A man who has so much disdain for the courts. And the world is watching idly by. And the so-called human rights activists in the contraption called Nigeria kept mum. And the so-called leaders in the contraption called Nigeria, especially from different parts of the zoo. Not northern, because all northern politicians support Buhari in one way or the other. They will not come out openly to say they don't want what he's doing. Where are the social critics? Where are these men and women of honor? Where are these men and women of conscience? They are no more talking. They are all deaf and dumb. Buhari is going to unleash mayhem on all of you, and very soon we will be vindicated. Already we are vindicated, because all our predictions are coming true. All our predictions are being justified by Buhari himself, by his actions and conduct in office. He has not gone too far, but you are seeing a lot of uncertain developing events staring you in the face, and you are helpless. You can do nothing about it. Release the leader of indigenous people of Biafra, Nnamdi Kanu, and other Biafrans who are being detained without any justification, or face the wrath of the Biafran people. We are patient and will continue to be patient, but not forever. We have waited for the court process, and we have undergone that court process or processes. The court has also issued injunction for Nnamdi Kanu to be released, where Buhari is sitting on it, and everybody is keeping quiet. That amounts to executive lawlessness. And when there is no rule of law, then The next thing you see is anarchy and confusion. Buhari is using Biafran people as guinea pig experiment. And every man and woman of conscience must stand up and challenge this. The IPOB family members across Biafra land and friends of Biafra are enjoined, of course, to continue with the protests around Biafra land, and indeed Biafrans in different countries of the world must also continue their protests. It is not going to be one off. The protests has to continue. Organize yourselves every 2 weeks and continue to protest until the leader of Indigenous People of Biafra, Nnamdi Kanu, is released. The number to call when our lines are open once again is +447 405 964146, +447 405 964146. I will now go back to the line to bring in Festus and Ekwe, and of course some IPOB London executives who are on the line. Festus, are you hearing me? I don't know whether Festus is there.
Yes, which I can hear you very well.
Yes,
very, please. Very clear, I can hear you. Yes, thank you very much, Uchenefo. You are doing a great job for Biafrans. But I would like to plead if you can give me this permission to first of all announce our meeting that is coming up on Saturday the 7th of November 2015. Should I go ahead, Uche?
Yes, go on.
Okay. This is to remind IPOB that our meeting is coming up on the 7th of November 2015. The venue is Donning Hall, Elan Grove Road, Forest Gate. The postcode is E79AB. Direction is, if you are coming from Stratford, take bus 86 or 25 and stop at Woodgrange Road bus stop, then walk towards Forest Gate Station. Donning Hall is at the back of Cooperative Supermarket. Or if you are coming from elsewhere, you can take bus 308 or 58. Stop at the same Forest Gate station and then get the Donning Hall at the back of that Cooperative Supermarket. Or if you are getting confused, you can contact our PRO, who is Mazi Chikezie Obijako, on 079-612-01-337. Or my deputy, which is Ujoka, on 074-7402-6600. Or Kelechi Nodem. No, the telephone number is not here. Sorry. I hope if you go on the Facebook, you will get Kelechi Nodem's number and call him as well to give you direction if you are getting confused. So I will oblige our people in London to be on this meeting on the 7th. Get prepared. Get your monthly dues. All the dues that are required of us, please. Get it ready and come, as we are going to discuss very, very important things as we know what is at hand. I believe in IPOB London. They have been doing very good since this journey started, and they will continue until Biafra comes and beyond. So I thank all my executive that has been working with me all this while. They are doing a great job. People like Uzoka, Ustan Noruka, Kelechi Nodem, Michael Chukwueze Nwankwo, Emeka Ikanyong, our only one, Odunipo, Uchioma Irebu. These are people that are working hard, and I believe in them. I trust them. So I thank each and every one of you. I want to thank as well all our brothers and sisters, all the IPOB members all over the whole world, from director to state, to the least, to the final.
person. I say no grace for your elbows. We will continue to do this until Biafra comes. And Chukwu Okike Abiama will keep each and every one of us. Nothing will happen to us. We will be there. I say, oh God of mercy, our director, Nnamdi Kanu, that God have given unto us. Not so many people understand, not so many people realize that that man didn't just come. God just brought him to us for a time like this. I don't think there is any person that can do what that guy is doing. I'm not scared that he is in the enemy camp, but I'm worried. I know that God that protected Daniel in the garden, in the lion's den, is going to protect him. And will come out there with Biafran flag in his hand. Nigeria will not do him anything. If they try, they know what Biafran can do. We're just keeping quiet and following things accordingly, because Biafrans are godly people. We don't believe in shedding blood. That is why it's like we are weak. That is why it's like we're not going to do anything, or we cannot do anything. But I tell you, when the game starts, Nigeria will know. The whole world will know. World over the whole world. Everywhere in the world, you don't see Biafrans in numbers, in thousands, if not in millions. Then that place is not a living place. So we're everywhere. And the fight we're fighting is a just fight. We're not taking what we bring to people. We're not asking people to speak our language or to, you know, take our religion. All we are asking is to be who God made us to be, Biafrans. My father was older than Nigeria. So there's no way they will force me to be what I don't want to be or what God made me to be. So I encourage everybody that is working assiduously to see that Biafra comes to continue. Don't be worried, no matter how this deforestation is coming, no matter what they do, don't fear. We are fighting a just fight. And once we are fighting a just fight, there's no way we cannot win. There's no way. I've never think of losing this battle. I've never thought of it. And I can never thought of it. I know. It's gonna be hard, but we'll win at the end of the day. I'm not scared about all the enemies. But outside the world, I know that they are ganging up, doing everything, all this catastrophe everywhere, because of this day. But I know at the end, we'll win. Oguche, maybe I'll come back, or should I continue to talk about the news, or the headlines of the news?
Of course, if you want to make any contribution in that respect, you can. And again, the other executives there with you. Otherwise, I'll proceed to taking calls because there are callers waiting. So it depends on what you want to do. If you want to make any contribution to the issues affecting us as a people and the news that we have read, not necessarily read the commentaries that we are, of course, presenting here, you can go ahead.
Thank you. Biafrans, what I want to tell you people is that Biafra has come to stay. There's no two ways about it. Every indication is showing. Everything shows that Biafra has come to stay. And it will not pass this year. Biafra must come. Let me just touch on what, though I'm not interested in whatever news concerning Nigeria and whatever they are doing, it's not my business, but where I just want to talk about is the comment from Okorocha, who is saying that Biafran should stop, speaking hate against other Nigerians. Is it because we are telling Nigerians the evil they are doing? Is it hate? When Christ came to expose the evil of men. That's why they killed him. And the same thing is what Biafra is doing. That's what our director is doing. Exposing the evil that Nigeria are committing against humanity. So it's not hate. For your information, Okorocha. All other Nigerians that are living in Igbo land or in Biafra land, have you ever heard that the Biafran people are attacking them or molesting them? The answer is no. So, saying that hate, you don't understand what hate means. Biafra don't hate. We love people. That is our nature. That's our DNA. So, for your information, all the things you are doing, we know. We know everything you are doing in that place. Destroying lives of people. All the young generation have no hope anymore. You are just embezzling all the money, stashing it in the foreign countries, and deceiving our people. We know you. On a very good day, we will get you. This is the assurance. This is what you know. So let me just give my fellow executive, maybe if they have something to contribute, which I'm sure Kelechi is there to say something. Kelechi, are you there?
Yes, Festus, if they're not there, of course we'll proceed with taking calls. The caller on the phone, your name and where you are.
Hello?
Yes, hello. Give us your name and where you're calling from, please.
Yeah, Richard Mofo. Good evening.
Good evening. Welcome to the program.
Yeah, this is Emekamuzi Chimezie calling you from Port Harcourt.
Thank you very much. That is Igwe Ocha, right?
Yes.
Thank you. Go ahead, please.
There is a lot of trade on us as I'm talking to you right now.
Yes, go ahead, please. Court. Yes.
So there is a lot of threat on us. The Nigerian Radio has made an announcement that any protest will not be condoned by them, that they are not going to give us a chance to do anything. And if anything happens, that whatever we see, we should take it. So, yep. And this is trying to put a lot of fear in people, in the indigenous people of Biafra. And people are also trying to discourage others who are interested to carry out the protest. And here I am talking on air right now that any Biafran should not succumb by the threat of anybody from the Nigerian Republic, because we are strong, and definitely we know what they want to do. And once again, I want to say that what Director normally say, there is two things in freedom fighting. If freedom is given, freedom is taken, freedom is not given. And if actually you are fighting for a freedom, there are two things that are supposed to be in your mind. Either you get the freedom or you die in it. So if anybody is coming out, you come out with your mind that whatever comes out of the protest, it goes. Whatever comes out of the protest goes. So nobody should come out with fear. Nobody should come out with double mind. I was watching the protest of the indigenous people of Biafra yesterday live on the internet in Italy. Those that protested in Italy, I saw them marching, I saw them protesting, I saw what they did, and that is a challenge to us here in Nigeria to protest for our freedom, because we have suffered a lot. Somebody like me, I left all the way from north. I lost my family, I lost my lovers. The true bomb in Maiduguri, a lot of people died, a lot of Biafrans. There is a place they call Monday Market, that is where we are. We all, people died there, and nobody said anything about it. Nobody said anything about it. He did. I relocated the one that happened on the 14th of December, 2014. Nobody said anything about it. And that happens to be one of the toughest one Sunday morning. So, that is on that. And I want to also use this opportunity to let you know that why the Italians were protesting, IPOB members in Italy were protesting, I saw them on a t-shirt, and that t-shirt had not gotten to us here. We have not gotten it. And I will plead that that t-shirt should get to us before Friday, because we, the IPOB members, who has made up our mind to fight for our freedom, because nothing good is coming in this country, nothing good. You finish university, no work for you. I know those who finish the university with me at Ahmad Bello University, Zaria and Kaduna. I know their level, those outside people, I know their level now. I know where they are operating, but myself, I have nothing to show. So, there is nothing good that is coming. There is nothing good in this country. There is nothing good in Nigeria. So, I think we have to be strong to fight for our freedom. They cannot hold us back. I know that they will try their possible best. They cannot stop us. So thank you, Mr. Mofa. This is what I have to say.
Thank you.
My name is Emeka Moses Chimeziri. That is my name.
Thank you. Thank you very much, my brother. Of course, there is no force on earth. There is no human being, no group of people born of flesh who can stop the spirit of Biafra. They cannot quench it. It is not possible. And so what we are saying here is that all IPOB family members, dedicated ones and friends of Biafra, should come out on the streets to demonstrate, to protest the continued illegal detention of our people, the leader of Indigenous People of Biafra, and all others, Madoka Mado, Ben Onwuka, and all other Biafrans whom we cannot mention their names now because there are so many. I urge everyone to embark on massive Twitter campaign in order to highlight what we are doing, in order to highlight this mega protest. You must tweet to the international community, to the world media, to journalists, to government bodies, to individuals and groups that we are marching, that we are protesting the orchestrated and organized genocidal orgy of violence against the Biafran people, and we are ultimately asking for the unconditional release of Nnamdi Kanu, the leader of the Indigenous People of Biafra, and indeed all other Biafrans being held in secret cells across the contraption called Nigeria. You must tweet, you must tweet. We must embark on massive Twitter campaign on this particular issue until the event is over. We must continue to tweet. If you call yourself a Biafran, you must stand up now and be counted. We are, of course...
Once again, there is something I want to let you to understand. This evening right here in Port Harcourt,
yes,
there is a lot of soldiers that just trickled in Port Harcourt, and there is an armory being set aside at the camp of the soldiers. So I don't actually know if the need of bringing an armory is for the people who are just protesting for their freedom unarmed. Don't know if the reasons of bringing out such armory is for against the IPOB. I don't know. They call us myself. We are not myself.
Exactly.
We are not myself. I do correct people that we can never be myself. We can never be the midst of betrayers. Was Ricky betrayed us? So we are not myself. He betrayed us, and the guy, most of the houses in Owerri. Most of the houses in the world, some houses in Abuja, some in Lagos, because of the money he collected from the Nigerian government. And that is the reason he's here castigating us, he's here putting down the effort of IPOB, he's here thoroughly down. So I think that one of the major problems we are having, we the indigenous, we the Biafrans, the major problem we are having is our own people. Our own people, the same people that came from Biafraland, are making us, denying us our rights. Those that are representing us, those in the government, putting down the effort of, look at what Okocha is doing. Look at what Okocha is doing. Look at what Ojano is doing in Anambra State. And if you ask them what is happening, they will say nothing. That is where the pain is coming from. If you ask them what is, if you're an outsider, if you're a foreigner, you come into Nigeria and say, these people that are protesting, what is happening? They will say nothing. They will say nothing. It grieves my mind. It grieves my mind. It makes me shed tears. Because they are getting some naira from our Safulani. Somebody is taking the resources in your backyard and be giving you peanuts. Giving you peanuts for you to subdue your people from generation to generation. And their children are over there schooling abroad, and we don't have light here, we don't have good hospital, we don't have good education, we don't have there is no job opportunity, and their children is in abroad. Oh, which is painful, though. I am telling you, is really, really painful. I know how I toy to feed myself and the people around me. I know how I toy. So, if they will stand as a barrier for this freedom fighting.
Yes, hello?
I think this should be the first people. They should be the first people we should attack. We should attack them first. So, thank you, Uche. I am running out of airtime. So, this is what I have to tell you. That Nigerian soldiers are ready for us, and they have put aside their armories. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you very much. And there is satellite beamed on Nigerian security forces from outside, from coalition of international journalists. And we are making very, very frantic effort to make sure that anybody who molests Biafrans, who shoot Biafrans, must be brought to book. It's as simple as that. Very soon you will understand what we are saying. We are telling all indigenous people of Biafra to be without fear before their enemies. They can do nothing. They will try, but they will fail. There is satellite. Nigerian security forces are under surveillance against Biafrans. And all you need to do is to take pictures, take video clips of all the events going on around you. Do not waste any time. Use your mobile phones. Send the pictures of all these men, evil men on the streets who are going about molesting Biafrans. Send the pictures across. We are compiling videos and cases against them. I urge everyone to embark on massive Twitter campaign in order to highlight what we are doing, in order to highlight this mega protest. You must tweet to the international community, to the world media, to journalists, to government bodies, to individuals and groups that we are marching, that we are protesting the orchestrated and organized genocidal orgy of violence against the Biafran people. And we are ultimately asking for the unconditional release of Nnamdi Kanu, the leader of the indigenous people of Biafra, and indeed all other Biafrans being held in secret cells across the contraption called Nigeria. You must tweet, you must tweet. We must embark on massive Twitter campaign on this particular issue until the event is over. We must continue to tweet. If you call yourself a Biafran, you must stand up now and be counted. The caller on the phone, your name and where you are?
Hello?
Yes, hello.
Yeah, is that okay, my phone?
This is Radio Biafra Live Broadcast. You want to speak?
Good evening.
Yes, good evening. Welcome to the program.
This is Tameka Eze.
Yes, where are you calling from?
There is something I want to tell my fellow Biafra.
Yeah, where are you calling from?
I am calling from Iguacha.
Thank you very much. Go ahead, please.
There's something I want to tell them. They should not be scared. We should not be scared of these security people. They are human beings like us. They cannot do us anything. If we think that they can do us something, on that Friday, we shall all meet and see. They will see us face to face. If they want to kill everybody, let them begin to shoot everybody and let them kill all of us. Let all of us work with one mind. Come out to one mind and move. They are not going to do anything. After all, how many are they? We should not remain in this race. Let us march forward.
Yes, thank you very much. Of course, there is no going back on that. There is no going back. The caller on the phone, your name and where you are?
Yeah, hello.
Hello.
Hello, good evening.
Good evening, welcome to the program. Where are you calling from and what is your name, please?
Okay, my name is Chief Chidiwuche Agujiebo from Igbocha Papakot.
Thank you very much. Go ahead, and I can hear my voice in the background. If you can, please move away from the radio or turn it off.
Yes, I'm really happy about Radio Biafra. In fact, the day I listened to Radio Biafra, I found out that I'm missing in this zoo called Nigeria. What I want to tell you is, nobody should tell that the people are not involved with what you are doing. With the people in Port Harcourt, we are involved in the Biafran war. Whatever way they want it, we are with you. Let nobody consider that the people are not involved, the Nigerian is not involved. No. I told my brothers in Delta everywhere, they are involved in what we are doing. So, I really have to appreciate you, and appreciate our director also. He said, I've been trying to get this number for the past 3 months. I cannot reach you. So all I want to do is to put my, show my solidarity for this movement. And anything that I'm going to, cost me financially. I'm not hiding myself. They know me. I'm Chief Kid, which is Agu Jebe. From Rumakurusi. I don't fear myself. I don't fear them. We are involved in it. And let me tell you the difference also. You see what the house salaries are doing in Port Harcourt. They want to take over this state to APC.
Of course, that's what they are doing. That's their scheming.
Yes. So, all their fans, we should know ourselves. Forget about what the Okoro Hausa is doing. And we know they are not. They will regret it. In times to come. So, what I'm telling you, Uchemefo, please, whatever way they want to, we are here in Port Harcourt.
Yes.
Yes, so I really have to appreciate you. I think that the people in Igbocha, whenever they're having that, I'm a member of IDB in pipeline. I got people I talk to them about Great Biafra. So they should come around financially to we are here. Nobody going back.
Thank
because
you.
If you go to Abuja, so that go to you, see what I do with our money in Abuja, you will be marveled. You see one is left out some and there's no Lamborghini in Abuja. Someone that can even speak and it's speak good English. So we are here cleaning ourselves. We went to eat our money over there. And we said we are doing APC, we are doing Nigeria. No. Let's have our rights. I really have to appreciate you and say that's not a boon woman.
Thank you very much.
Wish. Yes.
Thank you.
And I want to tell my people here too. Let's not be running for soldiers. Don't do that with see soldiers. Somebody, I heard somebody saying that they park tank here and here. We're not very good soldiers. And if you don't begin to see soldiers. So I want to tell you, whatever should come out that Friday, let's jam them. When somebody shoot one person, first shoot us, we begin to shout, what do we do? You cannot kill everybody at the same time. But by the time begin to run, they begin to hold us like goats.
Exactly.
Thank you. God bless you, my brother. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, my brother. Yes.
Thank you. And I am joined by Ojukwu from Biafra Land. Ojukwu, are you hearing me? Yeah, Ojukwu, hold on for me. Hold on for me. This line is becoming another problem. Now, hold on, please.
Are you hearing me?
Go ahead, Ojukwu. Okay. Welcome to the program. Go ahead.
Okay. Good evening, my brother, my beloved brother. I want to tell my fellow Biafrans. I want to tell us this time is a time of action. It's not time of talking. The reason I want to say something this evening, I want to tell us why I am motivated in the spirit to speak this very night. I want to tell you, do not forget our leader. Whosoever may be is afraid of anything, remember our leader. And if our leader can give everything he has, his life, his wife and children, to seek for Biafran. Remember this man, he has everything he needs in this life to continue living. But he abandoned them because of we, especially we who are in Biafra land, in a church. I want us to know, if our leader can give everything, what have you to give? Because this man prepared himself, he is now suffering, he's now passing pain, he's now in the cage because of you and me. It's not because of himself, because he's already a man who got everything he need. But he said, how can I have everything I need while my people will continue to suffer? He said, why can I have everything and my people will continue to be in a slave? Because of you, he went to study history to deliver us. My people, it is time. Listen to me, forget about our people who betray their brothers because of money, because of what house a man can give to him. Remember, our leader has given it saying every time, there's nothing that you can do to house a man that will call you his brother. There is nothing you can do to house a Fulani that he will call you his brother. Listen to me, if he use you, he will destroy you. Forget about our governor in Anambra State. This man, he later find himself. He will later know that what he's doing now, he's betraying his brothers. How some man is helping him. Yes, you know what you are doing. You know what you are doing. Prove that you are a Nigerian. Then he said his brothers. Forget about Abu Hausa, he's saying that we are preaching hate. Our leader told you that you are not an Igbo man. Is it hate? You are not. Your father is from Hausa. And you will try to please those, your father, in order to sell us here. But one thing I want to tell my fellow Biafran, I want you to stand firm. Our leader always say, do not be afraid before your enemy. Do you know that our leader is now there speaking? He is still saying something. He's not afraid before his enemy. And whenever you want to be a strong man, you be like your leader. Whenever you want to get whatever you need, you be like your leader. Our leader is a blessed man. Our leader is a man who cannot look back. For that reason, we cannot look back. No matter what I was prepared for us. Listen to me. What motivates my spirit when I remember the time they put a recorded a program, I heard the voice of my teacher. In fact, I was moving the spirit. I heard his voice. I was touching the spirit. I heard his voice, and nothing can stop me, because I know that this young man is a gift. It's a gift to Biafra. God never hide his gift. But the problem is people are blind. Don't see the gift of God. People are blind to see the gift, the perfect gift of Chukwokika Atiama in Biafra land. I want to tell the people of Biafra, if you miss to get Biafra now, prepare to be slave to Hausa forever. If you miss to get Biafra now under the leadership of this young man, Nnamdi Kanu.
Yes, Ojukwu, we have lost you, but that is a very valuable contribution. If Nnamdi Kanu is afraid to die, he wouldn't have, of course, been arrested. He would have been resting somewhere. And so we shouldn't be afraid to protest, more so when we are legally and morally justified. It does not matter what the enemy thinks. It does not matter what Nigerian state thinks. The Biafran people have right to protest. They have the right to gather. They have the right to assembly. They have the right to express their views. And there is nothing anybody can do about it. Ojukwu is back. We will see. Ojukwu, you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you, sir.
Yes, go ahead, please.
As I was saying, my people, I want us to understand this time around is the time of action, my people. Prepare yourself. Prepare yourself. Move forward. Do not listen to the women. There are some men who are women, but not Biafran people. Yorubas are women. Hausas are women, but we are men. We are men, please. We are men. The Biafran people are men. And I strongly believe this time around, it's time you are going to prove whom you are to the world. Listen to me. The world are listening. Then the world are looking to know the reaction of Biafrans. As they have heard, as they have kidnapped our leader. Abu Hali has kidnapped our leader. The world is watching you, Biafran, to know the reality if you really want to be free. The world is looking to you to know if you really want to be free. And this time is the time the freedom fighting began. So this is time we are going to prove ourselves that we want to be free. My people, do not look. Listen to me. All you, the Biafrans, the Nigerian Biafrans, there are people who are Nigerian, but they are born in Biafra. Those who are fathered by Hausa. But this time around, if you continue to please your master, Hausas, if you continue to please them, you prepare to be a bat. Prepare to be also. Because the Hausas will prove to you that they are baboons and monkeys. They will prove to you that they are baboons and monkeys. Yorubas are baboons. Hausas are monkeys. And all those things, they are going to prove to you. You become an abat. You become also. Yorubas and Hausas will walk by the day. You walk by night. They will hold into captivity. But I want to tell you, prepare to go to them, to kill them. You must prepare to pack and go with them. Because this day will not come to us. You have proved whom you are. You have proved who is your leader. You have proved who you are working with. You prepare to move with them. But as for us, that day we are coming out. That day we are going to come out. Then if Hausas prepare to shoot us, let them shoot us. And the world will see. Because of our leader. I say, because of our leader. Prepare yourself. Because we have been telling him, we are with you. We are with you. We are standing by your side. We are with you. This time you are going to prove that you are with him. To everybody. Whosoever you may be in Biafra land. Whether you are a leader. Whosoever you may be. Whether you are holding any post. You have to come out. You are not to be. You have to come out. So far as you are in Biafra land. I want to tell us. This time is not time of giving command. But it's time for action. You lead people as a commander. And people will follow you. And you will see great things happen in Biafra land. And this time around, I want us to wake up. The time has come for us to prove ourselves as a Biafran people. Wake up whenever you are. Wake up whenever you are. Wake up whenever you are. It is time to take what belongs to you. And it is time to prove to the world that we need, we highly desire for freedom. Please, my people, it is time to prove it. And I know, make our leader proud. Make the God of Biafra proud. Because God desires to give us freedom. Then we have to prove to God that we need that freedom. Because there's something that God will give to you. And there's something you will do by yourself. And God, we know that you are serious. My people, time has come. You are blessed. Which I'm for. Continue. Because about that man, that Yoruba man, he thought that in man they carry all there. But he don't know that you are still there. You are a silent tiger. The man wanted to try your knowledge. He wanted to test your knowledge. But you proved it. You proved to him that you are what you are. In fact, you made us proud. The man went with his grace. And then you stand here. You stood as a man. In fact, because of what you did, my spirit was weakened. And the spirit of Biafra was weakened. Because the man thought that Kari is not there. So that he will come with question. And you prove to him that you know what you are doing. Keep it on.
Thank
and
you. Ojukwu.
Them, we strengthen you. Give you more wisdom and more understanding. May God bless you all.
Thank you. Amen. Amen. He say. Thank you very much. And God bless you and family. And the family of IPOB in Biafra land and elsewhere around the world. This is Radio Biafra live broadcast. We are reaching you live and direct from London. I will go back to the line now to Festus with the IPOB executives in London. I don't know who is here. Festus, are you hearing me?
Yes, I can hear you, Chair. Can you hear me?
Yes, please. Go ahead. Please.
Well, thank you very much. I think we have our brother here, Okenwa, who is one of our executives here. He would like to introduce himself and to Biafrans and the world. Okenwa, can you hear me?
Okenwa, you are live. Go ahead and say hello to Biafrans and then give us what you have for us. No, I will come back. I don't know what is going on there. They call on the phone your name and where you are. Yes, the number to call remains +447 405 964146 +447 405 964146. Call on the phone your name and where you are.
Yeah, my name is Odin Mamatako, calling from Iguata.
Thank you very much.
Good evening, Mr. HMFO. Thank you for your wonderful performance. You're indeed a deputy. I'm happy with you here in Iguata. I want to make my comment our rally on Friday. Yes, the tension is very high, there are a lot of threats and so on. So I'm happy this evening that I got you online. I'm using this opportunity to tell all the Biafrans, all IPOB members here in Iguata, our spirit is very high too. So we have some troubles among us, those who have even started campaigning, trying to discourage others.
Yes.
But despite all their discouragement, we are marching forward. Even if our first rally here in Iguata, They came out with the armored cars and everything, trying to block us. But the crowd was so much that they cannot even know how many who are going to block. But the ones who did this time, based on their threat, maybe to shoot at us, let them go ahead. When people hear about the spirit of Biafra, or about Biafra, I think it's about flesh to flesh, or man to man, no. They will know that God is indeed the one for heading what we are doing as Biafrans. He allowed us to suffer in the hand of our Fulani and Yoruba with a reason. After our atonement, we have reconciled with our God, and whatever we are doing, we are sitting in our fasting. We are fasting. We have no other hook. We have no other hook. We have all the armor tank and every gun and whatever to shoot or to fight at us. But let them also prepare to shoot at God, because all we are doing, we depend on Him. So if we should allow their bullets and bombs to kill us all that day, is it hurting us, people who have come to preserve his covenant on this planet Earth, who have come to worship him? Each time I put on my radio and listen to a song, how the children of Biafra praise God. I say, God, if this generation of Biafra go, who will praise you in this manner? Who will sing all these glorious and wonderful music to you? My brothers in Igota, please come out on Friday. Let us see. Because fear. Who are we afraid of?
What they are doing is just to intimidate and blackmail. But what I'm telling you is to march courageously and do what you are supposed to do. We are of course secure the commitment of the International Coalition of Journalists to try to cover whatever is going to be taking place on the ground. We have tried all we can, and we are also asking all individual IPOB family members to turn themselves into journalists. Use your mobile phone and take pictures and videos of all Nigerian security forces with their weapons and send it across, because we are building a library of evidence against these people. And very soon you will understand what we are talking about. The world is beaming satellite on Nigeria, on Buhari and his security agencies. Biafra is a cause for which this time has come. You must remain fearless before your oppressors and your enemies. They will do nothing, they will try, but they will fail. I will go back to Festus. Festus, I don't know whether you are hearing me. If Okenwa is there, we will want to hear from him. Otherwise, we will continue to take calls.
Yes, I can hear you, Oguche. Thank you very much for the opportunity. Again, in the absence of Okenwa, I want to bring in the next person, which is Kelechi, to put his own opinion down. Kelechi.
Thank you very much. Can you hear me before?
Yes, loud and clear. The world is listening. Go ahead, please.
Okay, thank you very much. Yes, once again, my name is Kelechi Kwabi. I'm from where I'm the ex-official member of IPOB, family here in London. I'd like to just a few comments about Rocha saying about you Igbos stop hating other Nigerians for you to be president. That will show you that he wants to achieve political relevance, which he'll be doing like Chibuike Amaechi, whom we learned was promised secretary to the government when he was supporting Buhari, and at the end they kicked him out. So Koracha has never even spoken about how we are marginalized. Look at the infrastructural decay in Biafra land. We have three seaports in Biafra land. No one is working. The one in Warri, Calabar and Port Harcourt. He has never spoken out about it. He kept quiet because he thought the Hausas and the Fulanis will always clap for him and said, oh, when time comes, we give you the presidency to rule, but it's going to be defeat, disgrace like others. Look at the likes of Chris Ngige. Have you had them, talk about this? They all keep quiet because they are there for their own selfish interest. So it's a shame that we have people like that going about talking that Igbos should, love other Nigerians. I think sometime like last month, Koracha went to Adamawa and opened the school. We asked his own pensioners and teachers in Imo State. So you can see how our people behave. So my people of Biafra, this is the time for us to stand up. We have to rise up and fight for our freedom and get free. Otherwise, we continue to suffer. Do you know how many of our men that have traveled outside the zoo, the girl there settle and marry? No one is marrying our women. Nobody's talking about it. So the Nigerian project is never gonna benefit us at all, because the other time went there, every day you see him putting on Hausa and Fulani dresses, gave them positions, everything. But at the end, what happened to him? So So any Igbo man who is thinking that, oh, ruling Nigeria is the best way to go, is the person wasting time. Because even if an Igbo man goes there tomorrow, you see they start criticizing him until they pull him down, as they did to Jonathan. So my people, we need to fight for our freedom. You see what's going on in the Middle East. It started in Tunisia. Just a trader who just, you know, was selling things near the road. They came and, you know, police came and destroyed his goods. And he got himself burned alive. And that was what triggered it. So you can see in the Middle East, people are fighting for their freedom. So we have to do the same. We must be, you know, strong enough. No intimidation should prevail. Let them come and kill us. We are ready to die. After they killed more than 3 million people of us, we are still living. So the few that will be alive, let them be. But we must make sure we must fight and get our freedom. Those of us here will always continue to try our best financially, but if need be for us to come and join you down there, some of us are ready to come and join you. Don't be afraid. They just want to try, you know, to see our resolve. If we give in now to this intimidation, that's the end of it. So now is the time. Let everybody come out. Get everything you need to get for your protection. As they have, Barrister Mehdi said last time, if they fight you, fight them back. Don't stay one particular place. Scatter, just, you know, be scattered. So that when they shoot one person, two of you can just get one soldier. Take it, it's gone from me. Kill him there. Because that is called self-defense. Don't be afraid. They just want to create, you know, they want to just make you get afraid. So that you can run away. Then they will say we defeated them. They can never defeat us this time around. Everybody should rise. The grass, the water, the sand, everything in Biafra land should stand up and fight. Because freedom is not cheap. We must fight it and we get it. And then at the end, victory is in the morning. Thank you very much. Let me see if Okenwa is around so I can say something then before we continue with the phone calls. Thank you very much.
Yes, I am here. Good evening, my able deputy director.
Okay, well, welcome to the program. Go ahead, please.
Thank you very much. I will borrow some lines from the COC by saying, good evening, Biafrans, friends of Biafrans, and lovers of freedom. Many of the people that call themselves Nigerians ask themselves and want to know from us why we want Biafra. It is a simple answer. We want Biafra because Biafra are unique. And we're supposed to want Biafra because Nigeria, we don't have nothing to do with it. All those people that we are created and marginalized with and joined with, we are not one people. The Yorubas are different, the Northerners are different, and the Easterners are different. And since the Eastern region was existing, Western region and the Northern region in existence, there has been since the Civil War, or Biafran-Nigerian War, 66, 67, 70, some kind of conspiracy against the Eastern region people, starting and ranging from stifling us and giving us this £20 to survive and see if we could die off. But fortunately for us, we did not. By the way, my deputy director, please permit me to introduce myself first before I go further. My name is Najofo Kenwa from Abu in Nkanu, Biafra land.
Yes, go ahead, okay.
Now, all right. Since after the Civil War, everything was taken away from us. Our people have been scavenging all over the place. They made us to leave our own land and migrate to the so-called Western and the Northern region that our people do not have interest in coming back anymore. We don't have airports, we don't have seaports. Last time that I can remember, the airports that Princess Adeze Odua, who was the aviation minister, built, they were so sad that they closed it down almost exactly at the time, at the point of starting, that we have to travel again all the way from Abuja and the Lagos before we can go out of Biafra land. And the situation is so mad that our people who are living in Lagos are being maltreated and giving conditions of all kinds, that when their products come in, they have to clear it and pay the Nigerian customs and immigrations. And the Yorubas, what I don't understand from them is why they are always so much interested in asking why we want to be free, that we are landlocked and that we are not enough to form our to make our own country. That they want to tell our brothers and our cousins that the Igbos, that they are different people, that individuals, that they are not Igbos, that we marginalize them, which is not the truth. They are lying to the whole world, lying to themselves, not telling the truth. Because what the truth is that Biafra is not Igbo, and our able director had made this clear on several occasions, for them to understand, and for our cousins and the brothers in East, former Eastern region to know that it is not a coincidence. And it sounds sometimes like a magic that the Biafra, people that made up Biafra, that their name starts from I would like to repeat again, from Eastern region, that the people that made them up, all their names.
Yes, Joaquin White, appears your line is not very good. Let me take some calls and come back to you. Let us see whether the line will improve. Let us see whether the clarity of the line will improve. We'll come back to you. The caller on the phone, your name and where you are.
Good evening, sir.
Yes, good evening. Welcome to the program. Yes, my name is Sue. Your name is what?
My name is Eugene Jawa. I'm calling from Owerri.
Well, thank you very much. Go ahead, please.
This time around, I want to tell the Zoom people, no matter what they do, no matter the preparation they are into, this time around, it's not going to, this is not 67 to 70. This time around, we are marching on. We need our freedom. No matter what they do, we are prepared. We are fully prepared. That day, anything they want, we give it to them. Thank you.
Thank you very much, and God bless you. There is no retreating, there is no surrendering. You must stand up, you must come out on the street and defend yourself and profess what you believe in. Freedom for Biafran people. There is nothing the Zulu government and their agencies, security agencies, can do. They call on the phone, your name and where you are.
Hello. I called you before.
All right. Welcome back.
Yeah. I want to tell my fellow brothers that they are only trying to threaten us. They want to put fear in us. What I'm telling them is that even if the whole police or the whole soldiers in this country, they cannot stop the Biafran movement.
However,
how many are they in number? Count them all together. How many are they? Even, I wonder sometimes when they say that they want to stop the movement of Biafra,
how many debating they are. See, what I'm trying to advise my fellow brothers is that on that very Friday, everybody should have one spirit. And that spirit is the spirit of taking over what belongs to us. There is no way we can stand in the front of a moving train. If we are coming, we are coming as a moving train, and they can never stand on our way. If they like, let them mount good armor tanks in the whole of Igocha, or in the whole of Anambra, or Enugu, or anywhere. It cannot deter us. It can never on earth deter us. Let them shoot their guns. Anything they want to do, let them do.
Of course, we have the right to defend ourselves. Simple as that. We have the right to defend ourselves, and we must defend ourselves.
We can only succeed in shooting one or two persons, and we'll take over to them, whether they like it or not. If they say they want to shoot anybody, let them go ahead, but they'll be surprised that many of them will die. That is the assurance I'm giving to them. Thank you, and God bless you.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Of course, you have certainly said it. And that is how it is. We have the right to defend ourselves, and we will not go out of extinction because some people are, of course, very, very wicked towards our ways of life, towards everything we claim to be. We will exist because it is our right to be alive. We must protect and defend our lives jealously. The caller on the phone, your number, where you are?
Good evening, welcome.
Good evening, welcome to the program.
My name is Chukwu Blazon, I'm calling from Igocha.
Thank you, Ezeamua, welcome.
I thank you so much for everything you're doing to us. I don't know how to thank you. For the Friday, I urge all the different people, all individuals who are better. Before we march, we are going to call upon the name of Chukwu Kikabiam. This is the right time for us to call his name. Then we see what will happen. Before we march, we call upon the name of Chukwu Kikabiam. I repeat, Chukwu Kikabiam, my brothers and my sisters, you will see what will happen. With all those armor tanks, all this nonsense, all this above, I don't believe in those rubbish. Chukwu Kikabiam is with us. Remember what our pastor is saying, only if you know who you are. I believe in that, only if you know who you are. And if the God Almighty says, the day that we know who we are and come back to him, he will come back to us and he will find our land immediately. So what are we talking? We are ready, we are fully ready to march with our God. I thank you so much. I thank all individual poor Biafra. Thank you so much. We are not afraid of anybody. Thank you so much and God bless you.
Thank you. Thank you, my brother. Thank you for that. And there is no going back on the mega protest for Biafrans to protest the continued incarceration of the leader of Indigenous People of Biafra, albeit illegally. Now the Kanu and all other Biafrans held in secret cells across the Nigerian state. And we have the right to say that it is no more business as usual. Our people must come out on the street as planned, get the information, specific information from our zone coordinators. As they are preparing, we will also be prepared to, of course, defend what we believe in. And there is nothing anybody can do about it. Number to call remains +447 405 964146. Call on the phone, your name and where you are. No, turn the radio off. I'll take another call. The call on the phone, your name and where you are. Yes, who is speaking? Give us your name and where you are, please. This is Radio Biafra Live Broadcast.
This is William from the Institute. I heard from
Yes. No, he is gone. We take another call. The call on the phone, your name and where you are.
Yeah.
Hello, give us your name and where you're calling from, please. The next caller on the phone, your name and where you are.
My name is Obechukwu Godwin. I'm calling from the heart of Igbocha. Thank you, sir. I commend you as deputy director. My name is Godwin Obechukwu Samson. I'm calling from the heart of Igbocha, Biafra land.
Yes, thank you very much. Go ahead.
I to appreciate you, our deputy director. We are doing a very marvelous work for the Biafran. And I want to tell the world, tell Nigerians, tell the government that we have made up our mind to march. And I want to speak, I was discussing with one Hausa man. He said that their plan is when the oil is dry, Hausa will go. That when the oil is dry, that they will find their way back. I told you it's not going to work like that. So I'm using this time to encourage all their fans. I'm using all this time to call all their fans all over the world to come out on that day of Godhead, because our director Nnamdi Kanu is precious. 1 million Buhari, 1 million Zu, 1 million Olusegun Obasanjo, 1 million Tinubu, 1 million Chibuike Amaechi will not give up one Nnamdi Kanu. So for that reason, I'm encouraging I will be there. All the outside said no. They were making an announcement. The Commissioner of Police in Igbocha was warning people that they are prepared, which allowed them to enjoy peace. I replied to him, which peace are you enjoying? I enjoy peace on the platform of other people's suffering. He said you enjoy peace in Nigeria. There's no peace for the wicked. There can never be peace for the wicked. That's what.
Amen. You see?
And the guy will say, woe on the wicked. For this reason, there I stand also to say woe to the Nigerian government, because Biafra has come. By the special grace of Juku Gadiama, I do want to thank all our leaders in Biafra that are committed to this struggle. Putting in their money, putting out their wisdom, putting all that is within them, encourage your time, their family, their wife. I pray that you put Gabiama, that true Gabiama of our director, Nnamdi Kanu, will guide and protect and keep. So you, our deputy director, I pray that you put Gabiama will guide you. Chukwu Gabiama will protect and deal with you. Grant you excellent wisdom of Nnamdi Kanu for the marvelous work we are doing for Biafra. And we are encouraged every day. Yesterday, I felt sick when I did not hear the radio. But I went to the internet and they were broadcasting later. You see. But today, I am strong now. I can eat. I ask my wife, bring me food I want to eat. My children, all of them, I told them, in Igbocha, we are not Nigerians, we are Biafran. Including my daughter who is in Awka, including my children in Asu, that we are Biafran. We are not Nigerians. So I want to thank all Biafrans all over, our brother from Igbo, from Igbo, from Ebonke, from Anambra, and all what have you in Biafra land. May God keep all of us, preserve us. Our generation will bring Biafra. Our generation will be Biafra. I will be Biafra. I saw the war, the Nigerian Civil War. I participated. But I'm told God, I'm going to see Biafra come alive. I'm not the only one to go to this country to see Biafra newspaper. I keep buying paper every day. I mean, 12 and not Biafra paper. It's not banned. They are not feeling it hidden. They
They are not saying it in secret. It's open. Every newspaper stand in this water is in the African newspaper. I appreciate God for that. So, to our leaders and that's why we are not going to let you down. We are not going to abandon this struggle. Count on Iwacha. We are resolute. We are determined. And one thing, Biafra or death. Thank you. God bless you, sir.
On the phone, your name and where you are.
Hello?
Yes, hello.
Hello?
The caller on the phone, your name and where you are.
Good evening, sir.
Good evening, welcome to the program.
Thank you. My name is Agachukwu, from calling you from Ibocha.
Thank you very much.
I want to thank you this evening for this program that has come on air again today, because I was so much worried yesterday that I could not listen to you. I get so worried that I couldn't take my meal because I thought that something has gone wrong. But to God be the glory today, I can hear your voice. Let you go to Kabam and bless you and bless your family.
Thank you, and you too.
And thank you. We are here at Ibocha right now. We are preparing to go forward for the match. And whatever friends,
yes,
the light, let them gather the whole military upon. I think we thank a lot of questions they have.
Definitely.
My uncle fought the upper world to the end. He trusted me to today he's still alive. And he is ready to fight it once again. And I'm ready here to take over his position. I was born and brought up at his Biafran, and we are not afraid of them. Let them gather their weapons, let's see what they have. That is only what I want to say. Let them get ready. Because this time we will march. We will march with the touch force, we will crush them. We will crush them to the level that they will go back. The Buhari is planning to take over River State. The Buhari is planning to take over this state because he feels that the state is still treasure to him. But he's a tyrant, he's a rapist, he's a man without shame, a man who raped a 9-year-old girl, who was ashamed to rule a nation. He is not a president, he is nothing but a rapist. I am telling you that he will be ashamed. To the coach, he will never be alive. And this time, he will see what he wants to see. In Ibocha, he can never have it. I want to call all my dear friends and all those that are hiding under their carpet to stand up. This is the time for us to march on. This is the time for us to show the beauty and that lion in our hearts. The others are born with lion hearts. And this is the time for us to come out and move forward. So I'm urging every Biafran to stand up. Next tomorrow is the day we will march on in the street of Ibocha, and nothing will stop us. There is nobody that will stop us. Nigerian government can never stop us. There is no human being in the face of the earth that can stop us. We will march.
Never.
And please, I want to talk to pastors. I want to let them know that
any day that this program goes out of the air, only 1 month, they will tie bandages on their head. Any day they are just hearing, they are reading, they don't understand that people pass through things to become what they are today. They pass through four things for them to become what they are today, that the whole world is hearing about them. And your own, we are reading, and reading, they slap us, we cool down, they kick us. For how long will they kick us? And I want to offer you pastors. If you don't do this, this time, I am believing that God himself will be angry with you. Because God burned you, God brought you to stand and to lead a sheep. And if you refuse to lead that sheep to the place God wants you to lead it, then God will be angry with you. And I want you to stand up this time. So, my God, may God bless you. Bless all the African members, white, worldwide. May God bless all their clans. In Jesus' name.
Amen and amen. He said to that. Thank you very much, my brother. Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
God bless you too. And bless your family and family of IPOB where you are. Call on the phone your name and where you are.
Thank you, Dad. Thank you very much.
Hello, who's in the phone?
Yes, hello.
Hello. Yes, this is Jinaka Chimbuzo. I'm calling from Ukraine.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Go ahead, Jinaka.
Yeah, before I want to use this opportunity to appreciate your work. You are doing a marvelous work since the adoption of our director. You have shown a loyalty to him, and I want to use this opportunity to thank Mezu Omyomyo and Mwanonini. You people are doing a marvelous job. Chukwokike Abioma will reward you guys. Honestly speaking, I've been following the program, and I want to use this opportunity to end my view. My fellow dear friends and the lovers of freedom, this is the time that we have to show that we are naturally democratic. And I want to use this opportunity to thank, as we are resolute, to what our director have given to us, that we have to remain resolute. We don't have to fear. We have to hold the bull at the horn, no matter all their threats they want to give to us, or they have planned against us. We must have to show them that 1967 is different from 2015. Fellow Biafra, what do we have to do? Let everybody stand up and do something that no ethnic, no nation have done in the history of the whole world. Let us come out and stand and tell the world, more especially the British, that we are able to take care of ourselves, that we are able to rule ourselves, that we are able to show them that we are more intelligent, we are God's children, that the power of Chukwokike Abioma is on us. So Obiano doesn't know what he is doing. He doesn't know where he is doing. He doesn't know where he comes from. He doesn't know the history of Igbos. He didn't even know Aguleri, where he comes from, what Aguleri stands before the Igbo people. But he will blame himself. Rochas, you are not representing any Igbo people. You are not representing Gaffa. Rochas, you have explained whom you are and what you want to do. You came to kill, to steal, and to destroy. Director has revealed you, where you come from. And I know that Rochas you are going to run away from Imo State, because Imo State did not belong to any Hausa or Fulani. Imo State belonged to Biafrans. And I am urging all those youths that Rochas removed from work, from their job, let them stand up now. This is the time to agitate for your rights. This is the time to show that you are a graduate without a job. Let that 6th of November be the day that we are going to show our rights, that we are going to show the whole world that we are naturally democratic. We have been resolute. We have been loyal. Since 14th of October, they heard our director. We don't know what our director is passing through. But now, I have a feeling, let me tell my fellow girlfriends. Director is being heard is not because of Buhari want to hold him. Director is passing interrogation from CIS. They are promising him heaven and earth. But I remember that one day that the director said that he is not going to betray us. So we have to believe in him. He has given his life. Buhari, Hausa Fulani, Yorubas, I want to tell you that he has come to stay and he has come to work and we will celebrate him. He is not going to die this time around. He has died before. But today he is not going to die. He is going to be alive. You yourself holding him, you are confused. You don't know what to do. What about Femi? Yes, you have come now, you have spoken on behalf of the Gathers. Yes, the Spirit of God has given you the message. And you are preaching the message to the world. You are preaching the message to that Bob, that Ed, of Archangel. It's only God to make him to understand what you are saying. Biafra must go. We are going to the top. My only happiness is that every year IPOB is getting stronger and stronger and stronger. So fellow Biafrans, don't fear. No matter what the kind of ammunition they will put on the ground, Biafra now or never. Let's work together and get Biafra, and I believe that Chukwu Kadioma, who is always on our side, who has given us the power, the intelligence, the wisdom, will be with us, and we are going to get Biafra. Which and therefore, may I stand by, may Chukwu Kadioma continue to bless you, and wife of our director, Uchechi, it's only Uchechi who is what is happening. And Uchechukwu is going to happen in our life. May God bless you. Thank you very much, Deputy Director.
Thank you. Thank you very much, my brother. And may God bless you and family as well. We are marching in Biafra land for no other reason than to defend the ideals we believe in, the ideals that have laid the foundation for our generations past and indeed present generation and future generations, that we have the right to exist, that we have the right to defend ourselves. We urge all Biafrans to come out. The principle of self-defense is a principle recognized by law, universal law all over the world, that your life is sacrosanct and that nobody can take it arbitrarily. If Nigerian police come out on the street to shoot Biafrans, then they will bear the consequences. We are asking every indigenous citizen of Biafra to get the contact, the details of every police man, woman that they can think of. Commissioners of police, senior police officers in different parts of Biafra land, get their contact, family members, their own personal numbers, their own personal contacts, wherever they are living, get the information about their whereabouts. But do not go and attack them. We are not on provocative move. But if they attack us, we will attack them back. It's as simple as that. Get the information about the policemen and women, all the security agencies you can lay your hands on. Get every information relating to them, their family members, wherever they are working, however they are working, get all those information. Their children, their wives, their relations, get all those information and keep it handy. Because if they attack us, we will defend ourselves. It's as simple as that. The Nigerian police, the Nigerian army has no monopoly of violence. They shot unarmed women who were protesting in Awka. They killed IPOB family members who were just evangelizing. And nobody is talking about it. Rather, they said that we opened fire on them. Where did we get the gun that we used when we were evangelizing? And so it is very critical, very important that we are all proactive. Get every information relating to security agencies or security agents in your local villages, in your locality, in your villages, in your towns, in cities where you are. Every information you can get about them. Because it is very important that our people come together, believe in what they believe in, move around without fear or favor. We are protesting the continued incarceration, illegal detention of the leader of Indigenous People of Biafra, Nnamdi Kanu. And so, it is not a crime. The Nigerian government, the Nigerian police, Nigerian army, security agencies, they are notified. And the world is also notified. And satellite is being beamed on the contraption called Nigeria. You will understand the meaning of what I'm saying very soon. Because we are taking these issues seriously. The life of every Biafran is worth a million lives elsewhere. And so no Biafran life lost can go unpunished. We have the right to exist and we have the right to defend ourselves. You cannot shoot unarmed civilians who are exercising their right under the law. If you do that, then you are a barbarian. And the person you are shooting has the right to defend the life you want to take away from him or her, or from them. And so we must get prepared. How many of us are they going to shoot or kill or jail? That is why number is very important. Mass protest, mass demonstration of Indigenous People of Biafra against the ills, against orchestrated orgy of violence that Nigerian politicians, Nigerian security agencies are meeting on our people. We must stand up and be counted. They call on the phone your name and where you are. They are not talking. Are you hearing me? We take another call. They call on the phone your name and where you are.
Hello. Good evening, Deputy Director.
Good evening. Go ahead.
Hello,
please.
My name is Kenneth Arrow. I'm calling from Onitsha.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Deputy Director, I have been following this evening program, and we are enjoying the program.
And what I want to assure you is this. We remain resolute here in Onitsha. And based on the Zulu security, we are not afraid of them. We are going to march on Friday if it needs for them to shoot all of us. Let them go ahead and do it.
Yes, go ahead.
I want to commend you for your good work. Continue. We are with you and we are solely behind you. Thank you very much and God bless.
Thank you. Thank you and God bless you. The caller on the phone, your name and where you are.
Yes, HMS4, thank you so much.
Thank you, Obi. Welcome to the program.
Thank you, my brother. This is Obi Diobienu. I hail from Albany, Demily Local Government Area of Biafra Land. But I'm calling you from United States, Los Angeles, precisely, this afternoon.
Thank you.
Thank you for holding on for our leader. And I just want to use this privilege also to thank all Biafran, wherever you are. I know that no contribution that you're making to this project is going to be in vain. And I do want to use this opportunity also to let everyone know, and this is all I say all the time, to let everyone know that what we're doing is not against the law. What we're doing is not against the law. And I hope that Buhari understands that. Because for whatever reason, he don't seem to get that. For whatever reason, he don't seem to get that people have the right of self-determination. For whatever reason, I don't know what is giving him that, or the impetus to keep jumping on people and to continue his intimidating attitudes toward Biafrans. I'm not going to take that long, but I do want to encourage everyone wherever you are to let you know what FEAR stands for. FEAR stands for false evidence appearing real. Again, false evidence appearing real. And we do know that God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of a courage, a sound mind. And this is why everyone that is calling today is making the positive contribution. Everyone that is calling this afternoon is right on track. And I do want every Biafran, wherever you are, to understand that we are not going to budge for these fools. Enough is enough. We had enough. We are devastated all over the world. I don't know what this life is all about if we cannot be allowed to run our affairs, to run our economy, to make decisions on our own without people coming and making decisions for us. And with that, I just want to bring our attention closer to a little bit of scripture this afternoon. I want all Biafrans to know that the wall of Jericho fell down flat just by marching. And in 2 days from now, we'll be having that big rally. All you got to do is to march. Pay attention, pay heed to the instruction given. Do not be violent. Do not attack nobody, except if you attack, then you will have to defend yourself. But go out there and march. This same wall of the contraction called Nigeria will fall. I don't even understand why the Yorubas are so angry whenever they hear about Biafra, that Biafra wants freedom. I don't understand that. It seems like it peels their skin when they hear freedom. Not all Yorubas, I will say, because I know that some of them understand this right for self-determination. But in all, let us remember that our leader is still kept where he's being tortured right now. If he has given his life for us, we ought also have to give our lives too. John 3:16 says that if our Lord Yeshua died for you, you also have to die for someone. Our director gave his life. Now he's being incarcerated and tortured. We cannot just fold our arms and watch while these monsters run over him. We must rise. And Buhari, wherever you are, I'm giving you this call this afternoon. Release Nnamdi Kanu. You're going to be like Pharaoh. You're going to be like Pharaoh. Release him and let him go. Let the people go. Thank you so much, Richard Mefor. And for Biafans, please, I'm going to use my phrase again. If organized, you know, man. Manria. This is a critical time. The last miracle is about to happen. Thank you so much, Mazi Mefor.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Gozikwagi. You and your family, may God bless you. Bless the family of IPOB in the United States and all over the world. There is no going back on the commitment we have made. Our leader Nnamdi Kanu, of course, courageously defended the position we all believe in. And so we must also courageously stand shoulder to shoulder with him. That time is now on the 6th of November 2015. Biafrans are embarking on mega protests in Biafraland for the simple reason that the Nigerian government moderate security agencies are killing our people, they are hounding us, they are targeting us in our places of worship, in our places of economic endeavor, they are trampling on our rights. They have subjugated us to all manner of inhuman and degrading treatment. And the atrocities committed against our people are still being intensified on daily basis. The genocidal orgy of violence against our people is gathering momentum on daily basis. And so if we don't defend ourselves, if we don't stand up and defend our values, if we don't stand up and guard jealously the lives that God has given to us, then we'll be extinct in no time. The greatest human instinct, as the late People's General will always say, is self-preservation. It is time for the Biafran people to not just profess the need to preserve our lives, our generations, and generations unborn, but to act it out. I will take a break now, and of course, we're coming back in the early hours of tomorrow. In the next 1 or 2 hours to come, we'll be back. And on that note, I'll go back to, Festus Anaokwe and the London IPOB executive members who are here to, of course, give us their final thoughts, and we proceed to closing this program. Festus, are you hearing me?
Yes, I can hear you, Chair. Good. Thank you very much. Fellow Biafrans, I thank you again. I say God will continue to be and guide us in this struggle. But there are three things I want to put down before our people. One is that freedom is not given, freedom is taken. So we must know this. Two is that God scattered us all over the whole world in millions for a time like this. Had they been all of us are in Biafra land, these people they could have brought us together and destroyed us at once. But God scattered us so that we can be able to go and recruit ourselves and come back. This is the message. So everybody must hear that. The third thing I want to put before our people again is this. For those of us, or those people that are calling to come and join, and they are, you know, saying something else, trying to justify whatever reason they are giving, if we got it right, it will affect you. If we got it wrong, it will affect you, which I know we are not going to get it wrong, because we are fighting a just fight. So, it's better you come out and join, because anyhow it will affect you. So, it's better you come and join, and all of us will do it and enjoy for it. So, I call all Biafrans, wherever you are, to come. This is our time. We cannot miss it. So, I thank you, Biafrans. Keep on keeping on, as our deputy director used to say. No fear. No panic. Don't mind the intimidation. Don't mind the threat, because all this thing they are doing is threat and intimidation. And we are not taking it anymore. So I thank each and every one of us. May God bless Biafrans and bless Biafra. Thank you, Chemefo.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Festus, for that. And if there's any other person still there, the London executive, they should proceed to, of course, giving us their closing remarks, please. Otherwise, yes. I will end.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Is that okay, Mwah?
Yes, my.
Go ahead.
Please. Yes, my deputy Uchemefo, thank you very much for this wonderful work you have been doing all this time. My name once more is Najofo Kenwa. The last time I wasn't coming out all that clear. And I'd like to use this opportunity to thank all the whole different Directorate of State members right now. And there had always been the leader, Mazi Nnamdi Kanu, whom this evil empire or contraption called Nigeria had kidnapped for over 2 weeks now, thinking that, when we get him and snuff the life out of him or do everything we can to subjugate him, then the Biafran movement will stop. The one thing that they are missing is that to understand that there are out there thousands, if not millions of Nnamdi Kanus and thousands of Uchemefo and our head of directorate, Uchenasiebu Omiomio. They want to radicalize us. They want to make us look like a terrorist. But by the grace of Chukwu Abiyama, they have failed, because they are the terrorists. It's quite unfortunate that I don't understand the people that we are sharing the same geographical entity with in the name of the Yorubas, just like Obinu has just mentioned a couple of minutes ago. I can't understand for the life of me why this Yorubas are always in panic and fearing and causing all sort of confusions when they get to hear that the Biafrans want to go and want to be on their own, as if their own life is coming to a standstill. It may well be, because after all, in their landscape, we are those occupying there, but they don't want to accept that fact. And it is quite unfortunate. Instead of them to stand up and call their name and answer their name, all they keep on doing nonstop is taking out their time to tell us who our brothers are. But we have to tell them who we are. We are Biafrans. They don't have to tell us who we are. because they say that they are Oduduwa, and the North say that they are Arewa or the North. So why are they always panicking when we say we are Biafrans? And they want to create this kind of a monster out of the other and say Igbo, 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 Igbo. Just like when the indigenous people of Biafra, IPOB worldwide, are on the move. They will call it Masop, but never mind, it doesn't matter. Biafra is Biafra. Whether you call it Masop, whether you call it indigenous people of Biafra, IPOB, that's fine. Because they are holding our director for some time now, and the Buhari is acting as if he don't know what is happening. But he is the one that dissing the others. I think the man is deluded. He's dementia. He believes that he is still in the military where he can stand and sit and command and everything is working. This time is not going to be business as usual. Because the Biafrans are awake to their responsibilities, just like their Ahmad Bello said before. And they talk about hate speech. I don't know what they mean by hate speech, because Radio Biafra, under the leadership of our able commander Nnamdi Kanu, and you humble self Uche Mefo, and the whole Biafrans worldwide, are trying to let the world understand what is going on in our own part of this planet, telling the truth. But unfortunately, Africa don't like the truth. When director say that black people, he don't know what to make of them. People say he is insulting everyone. But the truth is laid bare, according to you, Deputy Director, for everyone to see. I don't know why we are running away from the truth, that Africans don't want to confront the truth. The truth remains that Nigeria is in an evil empire, contraption, created by the British. And these British people themselves, under this leadership of David Cameron now, they don't like to suffer. If one person is killed in England here in particular, or in UK, if you like, the whole of Europe will be smoking. Down the street will be talking. English or British police will be running over the place, trying to arrest anyone who is involved in the killing. Brussels will be talking, Berlin will be smoking, even Washington will be talking. But people in their hundreds, thousands, and will be dying every day. No one cares. I don't know what problem is it that we want to be on our own. Yoruba, if you don't want to be on your own, we want to be on our own. What's the problem? Go your way, we stay on our way. We don't have nothing in common. Your culture is different. Your tradition is different from mine. Your way of dressing is different. Your food is different. The way you worship the Creator, Almighty Chukwu Abiama, in our language, is different. What you understand from what I understand is different. The North that call themselves Arewa, I don't know, sometimes people there say they are born to rule. I don't know who they want to rule. Oh yeah, okay, sorry. They are born to rule and they drive cattle. They cannot rule me. Instead of the North or Arewa to rule me, Hausa Fulani, those who drink milk and the blood of cattle, to rule me, I will go and drink cement and die. I don't want to be a murderer, but I will not mind. I will kill everybody around me, even my children, and I will die because you cannot rule me. As simple as that. Stay on your own, be on your own. You don't like me, I don't like you. Where is the problem? Okay, look at people who are singing praises about Nigeria, how great it is, how big we are, how populated we are. 200 million people inclusive those who say they are educated illiterates. They can't even, you know, differentiate the white from black. We have, as we used to say, professors, doctors, learned people, intelligent leaders. I start from Igbo people who, those of them that say that their name are Ezendi Igbo, Ohaneze Ndi Igbo, Ohaneze Ndi Orao. I don't know what they are talking about. Since they are holding your people and killing your people since 1940s, you keep on going and begging for money, opening up shops everywhere in Katangora, in Sokoto, in the Yoruba land. You abandon your own place. Niger Bridge is built since 1965, if I'm not mistaken. In Europe or in America, in all civilized world, where you have such a bridge where thousands of vehicles are crisscrossing each other every day, there is always maintenance work going on daily and the night basis. In our own case, that is not the case. We're supposed to have a seaport in Warri, in Igwacha, or Port Harcourt, if you like, in Calabar, in even Oguta can be made a seaport, but it is not done. But what we hear from this Malam Rocha Sokorocha is Ndibo is not supporting the movement of Biafra. Who is Sokorocha? We don't know who you are. And the Obunayon, Wabeze Ngige, Peter Obi, Osito Okechukwu, and the Yoruba slave, Joe Igbokwe, these are those who are selling their father's their birthright because of little change, money. And look at this northerners, these houses, their siphon money, they put on their clothes like cockroaches and they fly everywhere and go and bank money from that useless place that is called Nigeria, in Swiss, in England here, in America, in United Arab Emirates. And people don't know what is happening, that their agenda is to bring Islam to us. Look at how they are fighting in Biafra land at all costs. Soldiers everywhere, as if we are in the war front. These people, they forget the Boko Haram in the north, but they think that they have the right to come to the eastern region of that geographical entity called Nigeria now to mount their soldier, navy, police and army everywhere. Why can't they go and they eliminate Boko Haram first? And people forget so easily the prank that Buhari played run up to the last election before Jonathan was removed or surrendered, or his hand was squeezed to surrender. We, many of us who follow the news, can remember when this Buhari of a man went and played this stage managed Boko Haram attack as he was on his way in convoy to his Daura village in Kastina. They claimed that the Boko Haram tried to attack and kill him, and killed and bombed his entourage. But that was a stage managed show, all in the name of taking out Jonathan, because they were not happy that Jonathan was our president. Unfortunately, Jonathan was not strong enough as he's supposed to be as a president, because if he was, take for instance, if Buhari was in that situation as a president and someone else was running as a candidate, Buhari will never give an inch. But the state managed all this, and Babangida, Abdul Salam, Atiku Abubakar, all of them was pumping money and engineering their youth to form up this gang, terrorizing the whole evil contraption called Nigeria, and they fought everyone to a standstill now, but now they have made their Waterloo. Because we are Biafrans, and we must stand up for our rights. We will never never ever again run away or be afraid of anyone. I'm encouraging all our brothers and sisters in the eastern region to stand up. Never allow these people from the western region or the eastern region to confuse you anymore or to tell you who you are. We are from one people. We are Biafra. Whatever they want this time, they will get it. This is not 1966, 67, 70. This is 2015. And I cannot understand the reason why the British, under the leadership of David Cameron, think that he will be here in England in particular, and then remote the life of people in West Africa, the children of God, the children of Chukwuebiama. It will not be possible. And David Cameron, if you are listening, or if your agents are listening, I would like to send you a message now that Biafrans are in their thousands here in London, if not in their millions. And you have to understand that we all are moving bombs that are capable to explode at any time. You cannot stay here and think that you will continue frustrating, eating and diabetes, the killings, maiming, and the suffering of children of Chukwuebiama, the creator. You call him God. We call him Chukwuebiama. You cannot stay here and think that you will remote our life and make our life miserable. If you continue doing this, we will make your own life and government miserable. It is not a threat, but I have my life and the right to live and exist with my children and my family. And so are my Biafran people. When you were running for election, your child, your daughter, we all understand she was a sickler. Everybody was appreciating to pray for you and your family. But you think you can stay here and manipulate our life just like your forebears has done before? It will not work out now, because the time is now and Biafra is going and there is no going back. All this evil contraption that you created before, since I was growing up, all I used to know since then was that Yakubu Gowon was our head of state, and then followed by Obasanjo Shagari, and this pedophile Buhari overthrew the government of Shehu Shagari in 1983 as Radio Biafra, the megaphone of Biafran Republic, had always stated. And this man is still free, parading himself as the president of Nigeria, a man who did not go to secondary school, a man who cannot, even if I'm not an Englishman, but I speak a better English than him, a man who cannot address his nation. He is now the president, and this is what the Fulani oligarchy and the Yoruba conspirators want. Change, 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 change my food. What are you changing? And after this, your Buhari Babangida came in, and then come the Yoruba man again, Shonekan, and then Abacha overthrew him. After then, Abacha was killed by your conspiratorial character as well, and then Abdusalam Abubakar took over, and then Obasanjo again came back in, followed by Yar'Adua, and then our brother Jonathan, who, according to our brother, and that is true, imbecilic, because if he was not, we would not be maybe in this condition now. But glory be to Chukwuebiama, because maybe if Jonathan was there, the Biafrans will be feeling that, okay, we are there now, let's see and find out what is going to happen. But then you implanted and forced this illiterate Buhari again on us, on Biafran people. It's not going to work out this time. And this Buhari who thinks that he is still wearing this khaki uniform of army, he is a deranged man. We all will die getting Biafra, and Biafra will come. It doesn't matter how many of us was killed. You keep on killing us every day. Shame on all of you for shooting at women, mothers. David Cameron, don't you have a mother? But even if you were a monster, you were given a birth by a mother. And you ordered police, your Boko Haram released police to shoot at women. Shame on you. Madam Okorocha, the message the Biafran people are sending to you is before we start, that you run away and go to your brethren in the north. Will you be a no? Or will be say, or will be at all? I don't care. We don't care. What unfortunate situation that you, that Biafran people voted for you to be their, one of their leaders. And all you do is to allow your people to get killed. Just like your master. Immediate master, Peter Obi. Obonnayonu and Osito Okechukwu. All you Hausa Fulani servants, you should run away before we come, because we are marching on. It will not be business as usual. Okay? So, for the information, the seaport, the airport, the roads, that you think that will not come to be Biafra, and we all will run away and perish in foreign land. We are coming back to possess our position, and you cannot do nothing about it. Chukwu Abiam are the creator of Biafrans and the universe. He's our leader, and he will fight for us, and he will follow up and fight our cause. Nothing we can do that will stop us from marching on. Because the Igbos, the Ijos, the Ibibios, the Isobos, the Shekiris, the Idomas, the Igedes, the Igalas, if you like, Iboakere and the Ikwere, we are one people, and you cannot divide us anymore. We unite now, and we will fight in unity, in unison, and we will defeat and crush all the enemies on our way. The Nigerian police that have vowed to crush Biafrans when they start marching, we will fight back. I'm calling on all Biafrans. All these ammunitions, all these AK-4010 and 42 or 47 or 400 that are important in Biafra land, storing and hiding in mosque, we will dislodge all of you, and we will kill you if you try to kill us. It will not happen again. It's either we die getting Biafra or we get Biafra in peace. Thank you, my director, Uchemefo. Thank you, all Biafrans. I say good night from London.
Thank you, Akemwa, for that. Thank you, Festus. Thank you, all indigenous people of Biafra family members around the world, for joining us this evening. We will, of course, be taking a short break, and we coming back in the early hours of morning. Later this morning, we will be back, and we are urging you to do one thing. Stand and defend what you believe in. Stand and defend what you stand for. Stand and defend your right to existence. Because if we don't do it, we'll be extinct. I urge everyone to embark on massive Twitter campaign in order to highlight what we are doing, in order to highlight this mega protest. You must tweet to the international community, to the world media, to journalists, to government bodies, to individuals and groups, that we are marching, that we are protesting the orchestrated and organized genocidal orgy of violence against the Biafran people, and we are ultimately asking for the unconditional release of Nnamdi Kanu, the leader of the Niger people of Biafra, and indeed all other Biafrans being held in secret cells across the contraption called Nigeria. You must tweet, you must tweet. We must embark on massive Twitter campaign on this particular issue until the event is over. We must continue to tweet. If you call yourself a Biafran, you must stand up now and be counted. We ask God Almighty to continue to guide us, to continue to protect us, and more importantly, may He help us to restore Biafra. Thank you very much, and may God bless you.
Mr. Pro, I'm doing it.
More on the beat. My people in Delta, Cross River and Agua Ibom, even in a state, I can see my people in a Nuku, I can see my people in Anambra, I also see my people in a Bani, Imo and Abia, Igala and Idoma. Of Chukwokike and Yama. Hey.